Welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 390. My name is Steve Webb. What's yours? I'm your host. How are you today? This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. Every Monday through Friday, there's a new episode, and we're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Every day we alternate those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, we try to do this in about 10 minutes a day. On this day, we're on track one, so we'll read 1 Kings chapter 18 from the World English Bible. Let's begin. 1 Kings chapter 18. After many days, Yahweh's word came to Elijah in the third year, saying, "Go, show yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the earth." Elijah went to show himself to Ahab. The famine was severe in Samaria. Ahab called Obadiah, who was over the household. Now Obadiah feared Yahweh greatly, for when Jezebel cut off Yahweh's prophets, Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave, and fed them with bread and water. Ahab said to Obadiah, "Go through the land to all the springs of water and to all the brooks. Perhaps we may find grass and save the horses and mules alive, that we not lose all the animals." So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. As Obadiah was on the way, behold, Elijah met him. He recognized him and fell on his face and said, "Is it you, my lord Elijah?" He answered him, "It is I. Go tell your lord, behold, Elijah is here." He said, "How have I sinned that you would deliver your servant into the hand of Ahab to kill me? As Yahweh your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom where my lord is not sent to seek you." When they said, "He is not here," he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they didn't find you. Now you say, "Go tell your lord, behold, Elijah is here." It will happen as soon as I leave you that Yahweh's spirit will carry you I don't know where. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he can't find you, he will kill me. But I, your servant, have feared Yahweh from my youth. Wasn't it told my lord what I did when Jezebel killed Yahweh's prophets, how I hid 100 men of Yahweh's prophets with 50 to a cave and fed them with bread and water? Now you say, 'Go, tell your lord, behold, Elijah is here. He will kill me.'" Elijah said, "As Yahweh of armies lives, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself to him today." So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. When Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said to him, "Is that you, you troubler of Israel?" He answered, "I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house, in that you have forsaken Yahweh's commandments, and you have followed the Baals. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel to Mount Carmel, and 450 of the prophets of Baal, and 400 of the prophets of the Asherah, who eat at Jezebel's table." So Ahab sent to all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together to Mount Carmel. Elijah came near to all the people and said, "How long will you waver between the two sides? If Yahweh is God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him." The people didn't say a word. Then Elijah said to the people, "I, even I only, am left as a prophet of Yahweh, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them, therefore, give us two bulls, and let them choose one bull for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bull, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under it. You call on the name of your God, and I will call on Yahweh's name. The God who answers by fire, let him be God." All the people answered, "What you say is good." Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose one bull for yourselves and dress it first, for you are many, and call on the name of your God, but put no fire under it." They took the bull which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, "Baal, hear us." But there was no voice, and nobody answered. They leaped about the altar which was made. At noon, Elijah mocked them and said, "Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is deep in thought, or he has gone somewhere, or he is on a journey, or perhaps he sleeps and must be awakened." They cried aloud and cut themselves in their way with knives and lances, until the blood gushed out of them. When midday was past, they prophesied until the time of the evening offering, but there was no voice, no answer, and nobody paid attention. Elijah said to all the people, "Come near to me," and all the people came near to him. He repaired Yahweh's altar that had been torn down. Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom Yahweh's word came, saying, "Israel shall be your name." With the stones he built an altar in Yahweh's name. He made a trench around the altar, large enough to contain 2 seahs of seed. He put the wood in order and cut the bull in pieces and laid it on the wood. He said, "Fill 4 jars with water and pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood." He said, "Do it a second time," and they did it the second time. He said, "Do it a third time," and they did it the third time. The water ran around the altar, and he also filled the trench with water. At the time of the evening offering, Elijah the prophet came near and said, "Yahweh, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, Yahweh, hear me, that this people may know that you, Yahweh, are God, and that you have turned their heart back again." Then Yahweh's fire fell and consumed the burnt offering, the wood, the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces. They said, "Yahweh, He is God! Yahweh, He is God!" Elijah said to them, "Seize the prophets of Baal. Don't let one of them escape." They seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and killed them there. Elijah said to Ahab, "Get up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain." So Ahab went up to eat and drink. Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he bowed himself down on the earth and put his face between his knees. He said to his servant, "Go up now and look toward the sea." He went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." He said, "Go again," 7 times. On the 7th time he said, "Behold, a small cloud, like a man's hand, is rising out of the sea." He said, "Go up, tell Ahab, get ready and go down, so that the rain doesn't stop you." In a little while the sky grew black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Yahweh's hand was on Elijah, and he tucked his cloak into his belt and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. May God bless the reading of His Word. So many great things happened in this chapter, didn't they? The main event is that Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal to prove their God was real. Man, oh man, can you believe the faith that Elijah had when he came up with the challenge? Now, this is not the sort of thing that I would encourage anyone to do, but the people of Israel were at a critical juncture. They had so turned from God that something dramatic needed to be done. So the "not really a contest" was set up, and all morning long the 450 prophets of Baal cried out to, let's face it, nothing, to send down fire to consume the offering. And then at noon, Elijah begins making fun of them. Now, most translations are very restrained in the way they render verse 27. The Webb translation that we read today has it this way: "Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is deep in thought, or he is gone somewhere, or he's on a journey, or perhaps he sleeps and must be awakened." Now the thing is, that really is not an accurate translation. Listen to the English Standard Version. It says, "Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is musing, or he is relieving himself, or he's on a journey, or perhaps he's asleep and must be awakened." Relieving himself? Guess what? What he really said there was, maybe he's taking a dump. So Elijah had some fun with him. Maybe he wasn't politically correct in his day, but he didn't care. And then, when it was time for God to show himself to be the God of Israel and all creation, Elijah had the sacrifice and the wood and the altar drenched 3 times. The water ran off the altar and filled the trench that Elijah had dug around the altar. And after Elijah prayed, God not only sent fire to consume the offering, but the wood and the stones and the dust and all the water in the trench. I love it when God answers prayer in abundance, don't you? So many times we think small when we pray. We forget that nothing is too great for God. We forget that He has no limits. Next time you have a need, remember what He did the day He proved Himself to the prophets of Baal and the entire nation of Israel. What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 390.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at _SteveWeb_ #LifespringMedia. And be sure you're subscribed to the podcast in your favorite podcast app. Tomorrow we're back in the book of Revelation. And until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.